We continue with Southwest Kansas Focus and our interview with Susan Metzger with the Kansas Water Office. We're going to talk a little bit about some of the ideas that were put forth during the Cimarron Basin Advisory Committee's meeting in Ulysses on Tuesday for the Kansas Water Plan. And that's, of course, comes out every 5 years. So we'll hear a little bit from Susan Metzger with the Kansas Water Office.
And right now we're actually conducting meetings with all 12 of our Basin Advisory Committees to get their feedback on where we are with the five-year update of the Kansas Water Plan. And specific to the Cimarron, one of the guiding principles that we're interested in hearing their feedback on is initiatives to conserve and extend Ogallala High Plains Aquifer, which extends over, as you know, that portion of the state. And so we were looking to hear their feedback on where they think that priority goals and projects and resources should go in the future to ensure we can serve and extend the High Plains.
This is done every 5 years, as you well know. And is there any kind of, when you do your research, you see any similarities between what people said yesterday at the Cimarron Advisory Committee and what they said 5 years ago?
There are some similarities. You know, certainly our biggest issues, like the Ogallala High Plains, are so large that they just don't go away in 5 years' time. So the issue itself is the same as 5 years ago. But what's different in the 5 years? I would say 5 years ago, those areas of western Kansas were looking for more resources to better understand the aquifer. They wanted resources to build computer models, to collect additional data so that they knew where areas of decline were. And today, 5 years later, I would say that more of the recommendations are now not let's monitor and assess the conditions, but instead let's do something to slow the declines in the area. Let's look for more targeted resources to encourage what we call local enhanced management areas, where locals define some conservation strategies and goals that they would like to achieve for their portion of the aquifer.
Talking with Susan Metzger with the Kansas Water Office about some of the things that she's been informed about from the meeting on Tuesday of the Cimarron Advisory Committee in devising this Kansas Water Plan, which is done every 5 years. Now, as you go through the 12 different committee meetings that you have to go through, what are some of the similarities and what are some of the differences that you see in trying to hash out a plan for Kansas?
Well, our 12 Basin Advisory Committees stretch across the state, north, south, to east, to west. So as you can imagine, depending on where we're visiting, which basin we're visiting in, their issues may differ. So yesterday at the Cimarron Basin Advisory Committee, being in the heart of the Ogallala High Plains, they're very interested in tackling that issue. But today we had a similar meeting here in Manhattan, Kansas, visiting with the Kansas Lower Republican Basin Advisory Committee. And just by nature of where they are and where they live, they're very interested in a different guiding principle that addresses the future storage that exists in our federal water supply reservoirs and what we can do to make sure that the storage in those reservoirs exists through drought conditions and well into the future. So really, depending on where we visit, the specifics of the issue might vary, whether you're talking about surface water or the aquifer, but the commonality is that they're very interested in ensuring into the future a long-term reliable water supply for our citizens.
Are you getting enough feedback? Are you getting enough interest in this to be able to devise a plan? Because it's a lot different if you just have a handful of people compared to hundreds and hundreds of people at each of these events.
We're always looking for more opportunities to get additional feedback. Our Basin Advisory Committees are our go-to resource. They're the stakeholders that routinely show up and provide us the information meeting to meeting. They meet 4 to 5 times per year, so they give us very consistent stakeholder input and feedback. But over the next year, we're going to be looking for additional opportunities to meet with the people and hear feedback from folks that we don't normally get a chance to interact with. So we're going to be looking for opportunities to attend city council meetings, GMD meetings, local community meetings, even Rotary Club meetings and those types of things, just to hear from the general public the types of water resource concerns that they have so that we know what to incorporate into this 5-year update of the Kansas Water Plan.